Maseches Chulin has been dedicated in honor of Leslie Westreich, Elazar Meir ben Harav Yehoshua, a great chavrusa and friend. The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The pasuk in the end of Parsha Shmini, in the Parsha of Nevela, with the Torah is commanding Klal Yisrael Bichlal, and staying away from all the things that will be metame them, the shkotzim, the ramosim, the dvarim tmeim. So the pasuk says, lahavdul ben atomei vahatohor. And the Torah is quoted in the Medrash and Parshas Shmini, asks that lahavdil ben atomei vahatohor doesn't make sense. Atomei is quite obvious, what's atomei, what's atohor. There's no need to differentiate except between two things that look similar. There's no need to differentiate between a lion and a cow. One is also, one is mutter. What's this lahavdil? So the Torah is kind of dashes that it's not referring to two types of animals. It's referring to nishchat ruboy lechetzef. We're learning the sugya in Chul Daf called Ches of Tes that talk about the roiv of simonim. And the Torah is kind of says there's a separate azhora on differentiation. This needs differentiation because the chilik is a hair's breadth. Kechut ha-sayra, between something which is nishchat chetziov, we paskin that nishchat chetziov, we don't say chetziov kekuloi, we only say ruboy kekuloi, by shkita that is. Brings down the machloikis, amiroim, in different areas of Torah, whether we say chetziov is kekuloi, we paskin that only ruboy kekuloi, and the Torah's kind of is mechalik between somebody who shechts half a simin, and somebody who shechts another kichut ha-sayra, another hair's breath, which would render it a kosher shechita because it's nishkat berubay. Now, the Torah's kind of is clearly defining the difference between, the divide between a kosher shechita and a non-kosher shechita as chatzi, and a mashuhu more, even if it's not, the Torah's kind of says, nikolayin, it's not visible to the naked eye. Rashi in our sugya, in Chul Daf Chof Tes, would seem to indicate not that way. Rashi says, "Divrei Amaskel bein and roiv aniru leinayim," towards the top of the Amud Chof Tes and Aleph. And Rashi says that in all things that Rashi says roiv aniru leinayim kolaymer roiv gomer shuhu niker. Rashi says that what's called a roiv, when we say roiv, we don't only mean 50.00001% of a simin which is shechted, which maybe would be visible on the microscope, but to the naked eye, there's no difference between what a person sees if he's looking at a simon which is half shechted, or a person who sees a simon which is roiv shechted. Rashi says it has to be nikolay naim. And this is very hard to understand in a din d'ray raisa. We know there's a halacha of roiv, we've discussed it over and over again in many areas of Torah. If there's 1 million or 10 million people in a city, and we have to paskin if somebody's Jewish or not, and we have to go based on whether roiv residents in the city are Jewish or not, it does not make a difference if the roiv is 5 million and one person versus 4,999,999, which is a minute roiv which you wouldn't be able to see, or if it's a roiv of 60% to 40%. The same way it wouldn't make a difference if you were voting for President of the United States, la'avdol of avdols. The President might have a lot less respect if he won by one vote, and it might take 6 months to work it out in Congress and the Supreme Court, whether the ballots were legal or not. But in terms of a straightforward majority, there is no chilik between a majority that's nearly an aim or not. If you had 1 million pounds of meat mixed up and you had to decide what a certain piece of meat is, and whether it's kosher or not, and we know that there was 50.00001, a microscopic roiv, which is kosher. The meat would be kosher. Vos epis, why is it that by shechita, the definition of roiv is in stira to the definition of roiv as we find it to be true, b'chol ha-tarikul. So, the Prichodosh in Yerudei Simchof Aleph says that the emesis that this is not halacha deraisa, roiv is roiv, as we find in the Teres Kainim, even chut mole seor is considered to be a roiv deraisa, it's a chumr derabonon. Chazal will machmir, shchit is a hard process, we don't want to leave things to chance. Therefore, we need a roiv hanikolay naim. The Taz, however, says, you see from Rashi, not that way. The Taz says that Rashi means kipshutoi. Over here, there's halacha midaraisa, and Rashi holds at the sugya. By us, it says roiv hanikolay naim is halacha deraisa. The Gemara doesn't indicate otherwise, and therefore, the Roiv, which is over here, is different than Kol HaTorah. Again, HaMikra HaZeh HaIm HaDasheni, what's Pshat? The Tvur Shor also agrees with the Taz. The consensus of Gedolei Achronim seems to be that this is Halacha D'Oraisa. What's the Pshat? Now, in order to understand, there's another element of Shechita here, this Pasuk of Lahavdul Ben HaTomeh Ven HaTor, the Rambam brings this down as a Mitzvah Saseh Mid'Oraisa. It's not only a functional Pasuk, which is telling us that Shechita is when Roiv is Shechted, but there's a Mitzvah Saseh. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah saseh to check after the shechita, when a person shechts an animal, a shechet shechts an animal, and we have this in Gemara and Daf Tes, he has to shecht afterwards whether he shechted a mute of the simon, only a mechts of the simon, or if he was successful in severing a roiv of the simon. A roiv of the simon is what makes it kosher. There's a mitzvah saseh in deraisa. Says the Mechaz Chinuch, a mitzvah kuf nun gimel, that if a shechet shechted the meat, shechted an animal, like the Gemara says, a tabach, shechted and daftes, and he did not check, besides for a sofik nevela, let's say then he would take a piece of meat, salt it, and eat it. Besides for sofik nevela, because you don't know if the animal was shechted properly or not, there would also be a bitl mitzvah saseh midday raisa, the lev sameach, which is one of the mafarshim on the Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvah says this also. There's a specific mitzvah that say the act of checking the simen to see whether it was shechted or not. Now, which is very interesting. Normally when you check something, you're only checking to make sure it's kosher, not that the checking itself is the mitzvah. We discussed in a previous year the idea of the checking something not being a ma'ase mitzvah. It's only a way of making sure that you're not over an issa. But over here, the Rambam seems to define this the way the Menachas Chinuch understands it, that there's a specific act of checking, which is the mitzvah sem deraisa. Based on this concept, we can understand that if the Torah was megalitos, that this roiv has within it not only the roiv, because b'chol ha'Torah kulu we pass on every suffix based on the criteria of roiv, but b'chol ha'Torah kulu the roiv would be enough even if it would be microscopic. Over here, since we have to check, that tells us that this is not a regular halacha of roiv. It's not just a mitzvah same deraisa. The mitzvah same deraisa is megala, reveals to us that the roiv that the Torah relied on is a roiv with which you could be mekayim the mitzvah same deraisa. What is that? That's only a roiv haneir leinayim. So true, it's a roiv. It's based on the concept of roiv at large, which is b'chol ha'Torah kulo in every area of halacha. But over here, the roiv has to fit with the criteria of the mitzvah seh midaraisa. Obviously, according to the Prichodesh and others that hold that this halacha of roiv haneir leinayim is derabbanon, what they hold is that even though there's a mitzvah seh midaraisa to check, but that's only a functional halacha, as we said. You have to check, because otherwise you don't know if the animal is shechted properly. You don't want to eat chas v'shalom from a suffolk neveli. You have an animal. It was an animal that was also eaten. It was a live animal. In order to render it kosher, it has to be shechted roiv simi. You have to check. But if you don't check, let's say later on it becomes this bar that it was roiv. They were able to take an x-ray, l'mafreya. But in the interim, you ate from that meat. If you ate from the meat before checking, you are even mitzvah seh midaraisa. But that's only a separate mitzvah seh midaraisa. That does not tell us on the quality of the roiv which is necessary to be matan animal in the first place. According to the poskim that hold that you need a roiv anikalenayim deraisa, the fact that you have to check and you have to be able to see it in a way that's visible to the naked eye tells us that the roiv that's over here is not the regular roiv. Not the regular roiv b'chol ha'Torah kulo. It has to be visible. According to the other poskim, there's no such halacha, deraisa that is. The roiv does not have to be visible to the eye. It's the same roiv, microscopic, kichut haseh, that is b'chol ha'Torah kulo. But there is a separate mitzvah haseh to check. We don't rely on the fact that usually when a person shechts, he shechts properly. And therefore there's a mitzvah say to check. A similar idea we have also in Mirtz Hashem will learn Perek Elutreifis, which discusses the end of the Perek, discusses the simonim of an animal. We know by an animal there's the simonim of the chewing its cud and the split hooves. And there's simonim by fish and simonim by oifos. And the Gemara goes into great length to describe the simonim of oifos, and it's a complicated sugya, very technical and fascinating if somebody enjoys zoology, but a very technical sugya to know properly. It's brought down the poskim in different ways, lagabi which birds we do eat and which birds we don't eat. And the Tosfos and the end of Perek Gadol Tosfos asks a very basic question. Since we know that roiv oifos are kosher, why do we have to struggle to identify the simonim of oifos tahiros? If we know that roiv oifos are tahor, then that should be enough based on the klal ha-Torah, the precept of roiv, to be matir every oif. As long as it's not an oif that we know for sure is tahor. But if it's something that we can't tell exactly if the simonim render it kosher or not, so we should be mounted based on roiv. The Rivash says something very basic. The Rivash says that since the Torah gave a mitzvah hasem midday raisa lahavdul bin atome bin ator, which also refers, the Rambam says a mitzvah hasem, there's a mitzvah hasem to check and to be well versed in the simonim of animals and the simonim of oifis and the simonim of dog. In fact, somebody recently put out a full color book showing the different simonim of animals and birds, and in his haskama, the gedolim that wrote haskamas for the sefer wrote that this book is a kiyum of that mitzvah zaseh. It's not just a zoology book, it's a kiyum of a definitive mitzvah zaseh in deraisa. So the Rivosh says that if there's a mitzvah zaseh in deraisa, that tells us that the roiv that we normally use is not existing. We can't use a regular roiv if the Torah told us we have to go beyond the roiv in order to prove what the simonim are. If the Torah said we have to know the simonim, we have to identify the simonim, then we don't rely on roiv in lieu of simonim. Therefore, we don't rely on roiv to be matter oifos tahiros. The same is true over here also. We don't rely on a simple roiv to be matter the simon of an animal. If it's a microscopic 50.001, we are not matter the shechita. The Taz and the Tuashar hold. We're only matir the simon of the animal if it was shecht in a way that's nikur leinayim. This seems to be the shita of Rashi. There's further room for discussion. There's a machlokes ha-poskim in Yerideya Simon Chofei Sif Aleph, where this halacha of bedikas ha-simon, whether the roiv was shecht or not, the bedika that we're mechuyev to check the simonim to see if roiv is shechted. What is within the parameters of this mitzvah to check? Only whether roiv of the simon was shechted? Or maybe we have to check the simon. We have to, after the shechit is performed, the shechit has to pick up the neck of the animal, pick up the animal, and check the neck also to see if all the other parts of the shechita, whether there was hagroma, which we learned about in the Sugis and Avkov, which where the Sheikhin at the end of the Shechita, if he goes out of the right place for the Shechita, that would render the Shechita invalid. If does he have to check? Is there a mitzvah say to check that the whole Shechita was performed in place? It's in place over here to talk about the giraffe. The famous Shal of the giraffe, where everybody says that a giraffe has some modern Ksherim, it chews its cud, it has split hooves. Giraffe seems to be somewhat related to other kosher animals. And the Velt says that the reason why we can't shecht the giraffe, and I don't think it would be worthwhile, because I think a giraffe is worth more in a zoo than it is as meat. There's probably not that much quality meat on a giraffe. But in any case, the giraffe would be mutter l'shchita if we'd be able to find the Beis HaShchita. Adrav, the Beis HaShchita is much bigger. Could shecht the whole neck. In any case, it's a psul of hagroma when the knife slides sideways out of the base of shechita and goes upwards towards the head. That's called hagroma. Does the bedika, the mitzvah saseh of bedika sashchita, include checking the shechita to see whether there was hagroma or only to see whether there was a roiv? The lashon of the Teres Kainim is lahavdol b'simone treifa. The Teres Kainim includes the havdolo to check for treifas, the havdala to check for psule shchita, like agrama, as well as the havdala to check whether roiv the simon was shechted. So l'chay, this would be the halacha, that all the things that could go wrong with the shchita are included in the positive mitzvah that say to check the neck of the animal to see, the chiyuv, to check the neck of the animal, until then it's not allowed to be eaten, whether the shchita was a kosher or not. Now, the Nezu and the Tshuva asked a very basic question here. He says, if you're going to tell me that the Lashon of the Torah's Kayanim includes the bedika, that the animal is not a treifa, that there's no problem with the internal organs that render the animal a treifa, so why don't we take a check for all treifas? Rashi tells us earlier, Daf Yud Aleph, that we only check for Trefis HaReyos, as we discussed in the previous year, in the Rabbanon, because there's a certain incidence of Trefis occurring in the lungs of the animal. But all other Trefis, let's say a hole in the membrane in the brain, and the hole in the stomach cavity, we don't check. There's no chiyuv for the body, for the sheikh to go through, to take apart the whole animal and check every internal organ, unless there was room for doubt. Why don't we say that we're not semich on roiv? The reason why we don't check is because roiv and bam is enim treifus. We also have a roiv that roiv amumchin mishchita, the Gemara says in daf, and daf hey, and daf tes, and daf yud. Most people, when they shecht, normally, if he's a trained sheikh, the shechita is a good shechita. So why do we have to check? Because it's a mitzvah to check. So why don't we check all treifus? This is the kasha of the Avnei Nezer. L'chayim, to answer this kasha, we have to explain that there's a fundamental chilik between checking for treifus and checking on the shechita itself. Since the process which is matter the animal is the shechita itself, the Torah is telling us that process we do not rely on Sveikis. We don't rely on Roiv. Even though Roiv B'chal HaTorah Kula is enough, we don't rely on a simple Roiv. If it could be checked, we check to make sure that the Maisa Shechita was valid, that it was on the up and up, that Roiv in the Simin was Shechted. Masha'inkin, a Treifa is something that's not part of the Maisa Shechita itself, which is reminiscent of the Gemara, Daf Tes, where the Gemara says that Behema, Ad She'yidua She'nishchata, Becheskas Einishchuta. An animal has a status quo of not being mutter to eat. In order to be mutter to eat, the Torah said we have to check, which includes not being soimich on that slight roiv, on that microscopic roiv. Check it with your own eyes. Check it with your own efforts. The Torah is telling us. Masha'inkin by treifis, the animal has a status that which shechita will become mutter. To say that an animal is treifis is to be mechadish something, which we don't see. To be mechadish something is not included in the Torah's definition of checking. Theoretically, maybe there could be a chashash. But since we have in front of us a basic assumption, we have in front of us a chazaka, a roiv, that roiv behemis enim treifis, so in front of us the status quo of the animal once it's checked, it is that the animal is mutter, it's not a treifa. If that's true, then the Torah's kainim understood that that's not included in the mitzvah to check. We only check for things that are bifnei einayim, a chiddush. To be matur the animal to eat is a chiddush, because till now it was not mutter to be eaten. But once it was shechted, l'chayr, it's mutter to be eaten, and it's not a treifa. To be mechadish that it's a treifa goes against the status quo. That's not included in the mitzvah, and over there we're semich on a roiv, and we're not mechuyiv to track four treifas. But let's say Hagroma, which is part of the Maisa Shechita itself. If the Maisa was performed by Hagroma, then the Maisa Shechita is invalid. So in order to be Machshir, the Maisa Shechita, to say that we have a status quo of a Behema Shechuta Bifaneinu, we'll have to check the Maisa Shechita, the Maisa Shechita, to make sure that none of the Psula Shechuta, Chaloda, with Hagroma, with Ikur, etc., were done as part of the Maaseh Shechita, which would render it invalid. This idea of the Psula Shechita being part of the Maaseh Shechita, Emes Hashem, we'll be getting back to in the next shiur. The Avnei Nezer asks another kasha, which shows that he doesn't agree with the premise that we made. The Avnei Nezer asks a kasha that every animal that's a Safek Shechuta, we always say that an animal which is a Safek Shechuta, let's say, there was an animal we didn't know whether the shechita was performed in a valid way. The shechita is not here. The shechita was a cotton, where the Gemara says that there's a chashash every time a cotton shechts. There's a chashash that he didn't shecht properly. He made chalod, he made agrama, whatever other psula shechita. The Mishnah later on says that still, because we're in doubt that maybe the animal, if it was an oif, or a chaya, it's mechuyev in the mitzvah of kisei adam. Yes, Hashem, that will be the subject of the sixth parak of Al Masechta. There's a mitzvah to cover the revealed dam of the animal with offer. The Avnei Nezer says, why does the Mishnah say that when in doubt as to the validity of the shechita, one does kisei adam because of savi derais l'chomer adaram? If there's a mitzvah of ivdalten, then the Torah is telling us that until we know for sure that the Maaseh Shechita is a good Maaseh Shechita, we can't eat it. We assume that the meat is not kosher. If that's true, then we could also assume that Gabi Kisei Adam, and we're not required to be Mechasa the Dam. L'chayre the Teres, the Posh the Teres says Kashi, is that there's two distinct halachas. There's the halacha of the kashrus of the meat, and that's in doubt. The same way the kashrus of the meat is in doubt if the shaykhit is not known to be a good shaykhit, or if a cher shaykhit of a cotton shaykhit animal. Therefore, if there's a doubt, you have to, mitzat sofik, you have to be mechasa the dam, you have to make kisui adam, because l'chumra, sofik deraisa, we don't know if the shkita is valid or not. That would be true as far as the kashrus of the animal, as far as eating, or the chiv to be mechasa. As far as the separate mitzvah to check the animal to see if the shkita was a kosher shkita, that's not a sofik if he was mevatel that mitzvah. That's a vada he was mevatel that mitzvah. There's a distinct mitzvah to check that animal. So the kashrus of aveneis is not shver. The fact that he wasn't mekayim, or the fact that the shaykh had left and wasn't mekayim, the mitzvah, to check the animal to see that his shkita was valid, does not take off that the status of this animal after shkita, where we don't know if the shkita was a kosher shkita, does not take away the status of sofik that this animal has. It's an interesting gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Tesem and Beis. Legabe, the gemara talks about a fish that was caught. There was a certain type of fish that they scrambled together with vegetables, with eggs, and they made some type of dish out of it. And the Gemara says that you have to check the fish, which is included in the dish, to make sure that the fish is a kosher fish. If this dish was made by a goy, one would not be allowed to eat it. How do you check? The Gemara says that you have to check the head of the fish with the spine of the fish. That'll tell you whether the fish was a kosher variety or a non-kosher variety. The Ran over there says something very strange, seemingly strange. The Ran says that if the fish itself was not cooked in the dish that the Yid wants to eat, it's only the sauce, what's called in the Gemara tzir of dogim, was cooked. So then he does not have to check, which is a very interesting halacha. Tzir, the Gemara learns that in Bechayros, that the jelly, so to speak, of the fish, even though it does not have the issur of the fish itself, but anything that's yoytzim and atome is tome. The same way eggs, the person eats eggs from a non-kosher bird, he's not over the issur of eating a non-kosher bird, he's over on the issur of yoytzim and atome, tome. The same is true for non-kosher milk. So too also the jelly, which comes from the not kosher fish, is also awesome. So the Ran says, interestingly, that if the tzir of a fish is mixed into this dish, vegetables, the eggs, and there's also some fish jelly mixed in, there he doesn't have to make a proper bedika on the Rosh and the Shedra there. He could assume, based on whatever type of fish were around, a roiv or whatever it is, that the fish was kosher. What's the pshat? Mufashim explained the same idea. On a non-kosher fish, on the body of a non-kosher fish, in order to eat it, besides for a roiv, whatever the roiv would be, that most of the birds or most of the fish are kosher, there's a separate problem. There's a mitzvah saseh mideraisa, a distinct mitzvah saseh mideraisa to check an animal, to check the shchita, to check the birds, to check the fish. There's a mitzvah saseh mideraisa to check to make sure that what you're eating is kosher. The fish jelly is not called the fish itself. True, it has an iser of yoytze min atome, but it's not the fish itself. So even though it would be also if it wouldn't have a roiv, it does have a roiv. So we're not worried about the kosher status. Is there a key mitzvah saseh? There is no mitzvah saseh. The distinct mitzvah of checking the fish, the Torah only gave on the fish itself. When you eat the fish jelly, or the eggs, or the milk, there wouldn't be a mitzvah saseh lamashul to check the cows, whether it's to check the animal that was milked, whether it's a kosher animal or not, to paskin on the milk. If lamashal there's a bunch of animals mixed together, roiv the animals are kosher animals, and we know that a milk from this barn was milked. An animal from this barn was milked. We could assume based on roiv that the milk is kosher milk. Either is a mitzvah say to check the animal before eating. That's only true on the animal itself, not on the milk or the eggs. In this case, the fish jelly. So that l'chayra, this idea you see also from the Ran, that the fact that there's a mitzvah to check is a distinct entity on its in and of itself, and it doesn't necessarily have to do with the kosher status, which would be Gepaska Vairoiv. This again would fit very nicely with the Shita of the Achroinim that hold that the Roiv Hanir Lenaim is only Dirabonon. Midai Raiso, the Roiv of a Simen Shchita is the same Roiv B'chol HaTorah Kula, because the Kashrus status is determined by the same process of Roiv that any Shaila in Torah is determined by. There's a separate halacha that one has to check the Simen, and that needs to be a Roiv Hanir Lenaim. But Kashrus would not be told in a Roiv Hanir Lenaim. And like we said, it would seem that Rashi holds not that way. The Tvushar and the Taz say Rashi holds not that way. Their idea is that if the Torah gave that mitzvah saseh midereisa, that tells us that the roiv that the Torah relied on is not the same roiv b'chol haTorah kulo. Would they agree to the Ran? That's questionable.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultation, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org. Or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.